All right, it is the morning of October 1st, 2020. I am recording this from my home in Windsor, Ontario. How's it going? However, I am recording this because today is the first day of the APT and National Trust 2020 Joint Conference. It's taking place virtually this year, so even though I am located in Windsor, Ontario, I am attending the conference, which is headquartered in Edmonton, Alberta. But for obvious reasons, all the attendees are attending virtually this year. As part of the Square and Compass Promotions attendance at the National Trust 2020 conference, I am going to be creating and leaving videos on my YouTube page with links on the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page. Every night from October 1st to October 7th, talking about some of the things that I've learned from the conference. I think that this is a great opportunity for Square and Compass Promotions to learn more about heritage properties and everything that comes along with that. And I think that will be a benefit not only to the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, but to numerous Masonic temples and numerous Masonic buildings, many of which are heritage properties and important parts of the histories of their communities and regions. I'll show you guys, I've got up on my screen the homepage for the conference. The conference hashtag, which you'll be seeing Square and Compass Promotions use a lot this week, is hashtag APTNT2020. And we have our homepage up here. As you can see, I am logged in to the conference website. Got my schedule here, some things I've highlighted. One area in which I'm particularly interested and which I look forward to learning more about has to do with heritage documentation and preservation. There is a concurrent session on Monday, October 5th. Here it is. Evolving Documentation Strategies, Merging the Old and New. Many Masonic temples, including the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, are home to very valuable historical documentation. In Windsor, Masonry dates to 1854. With Great Western Lodge. My Mother Lodge, Windsor Lodge, dates to 1883. The Masonic Temple itself, the current one, dates to 1921, and it is full of original minute books and account books and ledgers from those time periods. We should mention Gene Lotsford. Brother Gene Lotz, former district historian for Windsor and for Essex, was instrumental in gathering and in organizing a lot of those documents, and he did an amazing job. But I do think it's always good to look at new ways to perhaps digitize them, preserve them for not only current Masons but future Masons and the city itself. The city of Windsor, the county of Essex, it's a treasure trove of historical data about our region and the people who lived in it from 1854 to modern times. So I put a star beside that one because that's one I'm very much looking forward to. We have a concurrent session on decorative interiors. I've shown many pictures of the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple. It certainly has a decorative interior. It's very fancy. Jim Lawton has done excellent work in maintaining it. But again, it's all about trying to learn new information, trying to make connections to others who may have ideas and thoughts, which I can then take and present to not only the Windsor Masonic Temple, but also any Masonic building that's interested in developing these connections and learning a bit more and trying different things. Today, I'm looking forward to some sessions on global perspective on how oil heritage is valued. Things like that. Again, this may not be directly related to Freemasonry or Masonic temples, but I think you never know how and when a new connection may prove valuable or beneficial. I think it's important that Masons and Masonry, Freemasons, excuse me, attempt to develop and grow as many connections as possible, because again, you just never know. I'm going to join you guys again. You never know when it will come in handy. And so I am very excited for this week and for learning a lot that I can assist Masonic temples and our Masonic brethren. I'll go back to home to show you guys more from the website. As you can see, it's Hindsight 2020. Conservation, Disruption, and the Future of Heritage. That is the conference theme. Again, that hashtag APTNT 2020. I will say, I love traveling, so I'm sad we can't do it in person this year, but it is important that we stay safe. And one unexpected benefit is I can attend the conference in my pajamas, which is kind of nice. So there is that. Where was it? I wanted to show you guys, appreciate this, the virtual grab bag that they provide us, provide conference attendees, which, this I thought, in Conserving Modern Architecture Initiative, thought this was a really interesting thing for Masonic buildings and Masonic temples, home to some absolutely gorgeous architecture. The Windsor Masonic Temple itself is the neoclassical style, so not so much modern architecture, but whether it's modern or neoclassical or dates to the 1920s, there is, as I said, always something to learn. And I'm very much looking forward to spending some time with the conference attendees, especially. Where is it? Here, in this section. As you can see, it's coming soon. But I want to get a chance to this and make as many connections as I can with the attendees. I think these connections can only be a benefit to Freemasonry, to Square and Compass Promotions, and to the Windsor Masonic Temple. So make sure to check back to the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page every night from October 1st to the October 7th, where I will be leaving videos just discussing what I've learned that day and how much I'm enjoying attending the conference. And if you have any questions, leave a comment on this YouTube video. Hit the subscribe button, and thank you so much. And we are back. It is now this evening, 7:44 p.m. Here in Windsor. Couple hours earlier in Edmonton, where the conference is taking place, but it just finished for the day, and I had a terrific time getting a chance to be a part, be an attendee of the conference. I enjoyed checking in on the live stream regularly throughout the day, going through the conference homepage, which I showed this morning. Gathering more information and learning a lot about what to expect in the conference and what I was looking forward to. Wow, it's a dark picture. Well, here I am. One thing I really enjoyed, and it just finished, I mentioned it earlier this morning, were these sessions. Let me get myself out of the way here. These sessions, A Global Perspective of How Oil Heritage is Valued, Energy Heritage and Energy Transitions in Alberta, The Role of Histories, or in this case particularly Stories, and Reconstructing the Rig, Opportunities and Challenges in Reinterpreting Energy Heritage in a Public Museum, Oil and Energy Heritage in a Public Museum. It goes back to what I said this morning, and this I think just reaffirmed it for me. There's always something to learn and always something that can be applied to Freemasonry and to Masonic temples, including the Windsor Masonic Temple, but just Masonic temples in general, and our buildings, even if even if it doesn't seem like it's a related topic. And I really enjoyed those three presentations, along with the discussion afterwards, which I highlighted, because they talk about things that I think are applicable to Masonic temples and Masonic buildings. They talked about the importance because it was about oil and energy heritage, so the Canadian Energy Museum in Alberta and how they attract individuals to learn more about energy production in Alberta and in Canada, really, and how other countries, how other groups and organizations work to preserve oil and gas heritage, the work that was done in the past, oil rigs and oil towns and all of these things that were such an important part of the history of Alberta, of Chile. There was an individual there from Scotland discussing it. And I think the one thing I took away from it that I think is so important to Masonic temples, many of which have tours, museums. I'm thinking particularly of, Philadelphia. Masonic Temple has an amazing tour and museum set up. The Detroit Masonic Temple, right across the river from me. Even the Windsor Masonic Temple, Square Incomes Promotion, started working on tours of the building. They really emphasized in these presentations the importance of stories, of connecting, making it not just about the technology itself, the oil rigs, the drilling, the making it not just about that, but about the stories, about the connections people have to that heritage, the jobs that they had, the work that they did, life in and around an oil rig for not only the workers themselves, but as the Canadian Energy Museum pointed out, it's about the workers, but it's also about their families who lived in towns that kind of were built up around these rigs. The First Nations groups that were kind of the first, really they were the first ones to use and to have knowledge about these resources when settlers came, and their stories, the connection of people to this and emphasizing the importance of people and how people related to the energy sector, as I said, in Alberta, in Chile, in these places. And making it, and I thought that was a really valuable insight because I think that's something where I've tried to do it a little bit with the Windsor Masonic Temple and with Square Incomes Promotions, but you can always do it more. Really emphasizing the personal connection that people have to Masonic temples, not just the Windsor Masonic Temple, but it could be Philadelphia, Detroit. I mean, these are places where people have concert, people have attended concerts, they've met loved ones, they've gotten married, they've had school dances, they've had graduations, and gathering and promoting those stories, I think, is a really valuable insight that I gained. That it's yes, it's about the building. Yes, it's about the technology, but really it's about how people connect to it and the ways in which people connect to it, and whether that is energy and oil heritage, or whether that is Masonic temples, or really, I suppose, any building. But that is something that I took to heart. And I hope to talk to, I'm going to see if I can get in touch with the Canadian Energy Museum to discuss more on that topic, because I think it was a very relevant and very valuable insight that they shared. And I had a great time today. Like I said, because it is virtual, even though I'm sad I don't get to travel, I did enjoy spending the entire conference in my pajamas, so that's always a plus. I'm looking forward to more of the conference tomorrow. We'll have another video, which we'll post on the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page, the link to which, and it'll be up on YouTube. I'm hoping to use tomorrow to go through more of the mobile app to show you guys, continue reading the information provided in the conference. And yeah, check back tomorrow for another one of these videos. Thank you to APT and to National Trust for what was a terrific first day and what I'm sure will be a terrific week. And actually, just sorry, before I go, one thing I wanted to mention, I thought it was kind of cool. I'm gonna bring myself back up. Although that, wow, it looked like I'm in a bunker somewhere. That is a dark picture. But one thing I thought was interesting that you guys might find cool is with all of the discussion on Oil Heritage, Canadian Energy Museum, I was going through my just some old files, some old papers, because I thought I had some, and it turns out I did. I had a lot of items from the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers from when I attended a couple conferences in Ottawa, the Manning Networking Conferences. These are, I think, a few years old now, but I'm going to hold this up to the camera. I think it's backwards, but it says there the facts on oil sands. So we can get that flipped around. Upstream, we got another one here. Not sure if it's a different year. Upstream dialogues. I even had somewhere, see if I can find it. Actually, one here, the Canadian Nuclear Factbook 2019, so that's a different type of energy production. But that was really interesting. And here, I even had a part of the oil sands from, also from Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers. So I just thought that was a neat connection, and I wanted to show that to you guys. I will see you back here tomorrow.